You're tuned in to Public Radio KHSU. And in the studio today, we're going to do something a little different. I have Karel Vega here. He's going to do an interview today with Monica Stevens. And she's from the Department of Geography. It's actually Dr. Monica Stevens. Tomorrow night, she's doing a presentation at the BSS Native Forum, room 162, beginning at 5:30. And I'll let you two take it over.
Hi, Dr. Monica Stevens. Thank you very much for joining us today. So I'm going to start out by asking you, your PhD is from Arizona, so what exactly brought you out here to Humboldt County?
Hi. Well, thank you very much for having me here, and thank you to the community for having me here as well. I actually am here for a faculty position in the Department of Geography at Humboldt State University.
Okay. Your talk tomorrow deals with the exact name of it is Data Shadows of an Underground Economy, and it discusses the geography of marijuana. You say that there's a certain geography to it. Can you explain what that means exactly?
Sure. Well, I'm specifically looking at the geography of pricing. So when people buy marijuana, it's not the same price universally around the country as it's reported to be in the media. So when people sell marijuana, they sell it at different prices, and that's largely based on where they are.
What exactly got you interested in tracking the sale of marijuana?
My research specifically looks at volunteer geographic information, which is the type little bits of information that people contribute to the internet. So there was an example of a website called priceofweed.com that I was using to show to students at the University of Arizona when I was talking about the possibilities of crowdsourced information and merging that with geography and with maps. And I was really interested in the site, and then I found out we could actually contact the man who hosts the site, and he offered to share his data. And so based on that, it was a really interesting paper to write, to think about how much marijuana costs in different places and think about all the different impacts and causes and effects of this.
Okay, so how exactly is the data for this paper and for this website actually gathered?
So this data is crowdsourced data. Any user anywhere in the world can go onto the site and they can report how much they paid for marijuana, where they bought it, and they can also report different types of enforcement measures as well as how they perceive the enforcement in their community.
Okay, but you focus specifically on data from North America for this study, or?
Yeah, just as a matter of cleaning the data and to keep laws consistent, I went down and looked at just purely the records that came out of the United States, and there are around 22,365 records.
Wow. How long did it take you to compile so much data?
Well, the advantage of looking at a big data study with user-generated content is that was compiled by the users all over the United States, so it took us maybe 20 minutes to just download the file. Think of it as a very large Excel file.
Wow. So this talk tomorrow, is this the first time that you've ever given this talk before?
This particular talk, yes.
Okay.
But it's based off of a paper that was a collaboration between myself and a colleague, Matthew Zook, at the University of Kentucky, and Mark Graham at the Oxford Internet Institute.
Okay. What else could you study with the methodology?
Sure. Well, so there's plenty of different things we could look at using volunteer geographic information, but I also look at volunteer geographic information at the higher theoretical level to look at what discrepancies are there and who is contributing this information to the internet, and what sort of discrepancies are there in the types of information we find. So I gave a talk last Thursday here at HSU about gender in the geoweb and how women don't contribute the data at the same rate that men do. And so when it comes to looking at this data as a resource and as a source, you have to wonder what the impacts are of having demographic discrepancies in the contributors.
I wonder if I'd how do you make sure that that data is really valid?
Clean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So with the marijuana data, there was a huge process of cleaning it that so many of the reports where people entered, I paid $0. Mm-hmm. You know, we just removed all price records that were under $20 an ounce or over $800 an ounce. And then we removed all cities that only had one price record in them. So we only looked at places that had two three and five or more than that records. And those came down to only being about 9,000 records, 9,595 records.
Wow.
That we ended up examining, that we said were, you know, within a margin where they could be accurate. And once you take the aggregate of how many price reports there were in each city, you have an idea of how much marijuana costs in that city. So rather than looking at the individual reports, they were averaged to a city level.
So I'm wondering if, I'm guessing tomorrow people will want to know about Humboldt County and how that was reported at all. Do you have data on that?
Yeah, so there were actually several reports from Humboldt County, and I haven't separated those out exactly, but one factor in the study was that we were able to identify that Humboldt is a driving force for pricing in the United States. So geographically, the further you are from Humboldt County, to an extent, the more expensive marijuana is.
Okay.
And Humboldt is one of the lower pricing points in the country.
One of the lower pricing points. Okay. All right.
Largely, we assume that that's because Humboldt, a lot of the marijuana originates in Humboldt, as well as in Appalachia.
Mm-hmm. Well. Oh, really?
Yes.
In Appalachia.
So Corbin County, Kentucky, is a large producer of marijuana.
Who knew? Oh, okay. I don't know these things. So sorry. Really? Huh. And did you, you know, you said, did you include Hawaii in there too? I thought Hawaii was a big...
Hawaii and Alaska were included in the statistical study, but mm-hmm. in the maps that were made out of it, because of the technique of interpolation that was used, mm-hmm. Hawaii and Alaska would have had edge effects if we had included them. So they were removed for parts of the analysis.
Okay. So. Fascinating. This is so... I wonder about these people who are providing this information. Now, you said clean. I wonder... I see, if I were doing this, I would be very paranoid mm-hmm. about submitting all of this. And I would have a fear factor if I was one of these people. But maybe that's just me. Have you heard from people at all? I mean, you know, off from this site at all? Did they ever talk to you about it off record, off, you know?
I'm amazed at how many people are happy to tell me how much they paid okay. for marijuana, and how many of my students are happy to tell me how much they paid for marijuana okay. as well. You know, people contribute massive amounts of data about both the inane details of everyday life to extreme things like how much they paid for marijuana or mm-hmm. illegal activity to the internet. You can go on Facebook or Twitter any day and see a variety of different foods that people have eaten that day mm-hmm. Or learn about different illegal activities. And so studying it is just an interesting way of learning more about how society functions, and specifically in my case, how society functions over space.
Yeah. And what a great thing to actually study for geography, too, just to see how that all works, I would think.
Yes.
Yes. Do you have more questions? Oh, okay. Carell got quiet over there.
So,
yes.
Well, I was going to mention you have a blog that you started called Floating Sheep. .com. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you do on that site? And
so it's floatingsheep.org, actually.
Sorry.
Yes. And so actually it was started by Matthew Zook and Mark Graham, my co-authors on this paper, but there's now five of us, and we all together get together and we blog about different types of geographic online information. So we are all geographers who study different types of the internet, and we get together and just, we have a lot of fun. We drink beer and make maps and write blog posts. And it's also been very useful as far as sharing this information with a broad audience, not just about discrepancies in marijuana pricing, but also discrepancies on all types of online information.
Beer belly in America.
Yep.
I just said, the audience didn't hear that. Beer belly in America is one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mapping racist tweets. Really? You did that?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
So that was based on tweets during the election where people tweeted derogatory slurs aimed at the president, primarily racially derogative slurs.
And you just watched that and made maps of that?
We at the University of Kentucky, mm-hmm. where I was before I came to Humboldt State,
right.
We have a program that we use that we created called Dolly, like the first sheep that was cloned.
Uh-huh.
And what we're doing is we're archiving, creating an index of all geocoded tweets as a way that we can study the conversations that happen on Twitter and make maps based on this data.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
It sounds like you and your friends are having fun. So you sit around, drink beer, and come up with this.
And make maps.
And make maps. Life is tough, and then you get to sit around, drink beer, and make maps, and come up with these ideas. So how do you, when you're sitting around drinking beer, I'm sure things are flowing. You're thinking, okay, well, let's do this, let's do that. Is that how that works?
Well, now we're actually all spread out on different continents between England, Kentucky, Massachusetts, and I'm now in California. So the amount of sitting around drinking beer is quite minimal right now. It's actually generally emails in the middle of the night saying, hey, I saw this. What do you guys think? Hey, I could pull that data. Hey, I can make a map. Hey, let's turn that into a paper. Let's collaborate. Let's build this. Hey, this relates to this other theoretical body. And we start putting together arguments and conversations to really look at what's going on the internet and how that's tracing different parts of society or how that repudiates previous claims about geography.
Wow, this is so fun. This is just fascinating that you do this as a geographer, I think.
I think so, too.
I know. And now the Humboldt Institute for Interdisciplinary Marijuana Research is what are they going to do with this data? Are they going to do anything with it?
So the data isn't part of the Humboldt Institute of Interdisciplinary Marijuana Research yet. This is basically a strong interdisciplinary group all over campus, ranging from we've got people in economics and social work and sociology, psychology, all these different disciplines coming together to really become a resource for the community and for the populace when there's questions about how public policy is going to be affected by marijuana or how marijuana contributes to different areas of society. So everybody is doing some type of research that includes different parts relating to marijuana, and you can really get a big picture of not only how it's impacting Humboldt County, but how it's changing elections and how it's changing all sorts of different things that we think about in our normal life.
Uh-huh. Fascinating. This is just fascinating. Now, tomorrow, we're out of time. So tomorrow your talk, it starts at 5:30, right? Mm-hmm. It goes till 7 o'clock, and it's in the BSS Native Forum Room 162.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And again, we've been talking with Monica Stevens, Dr. Monica Stevens, who's talking tomorrow night, again, from 5:30 to 7 p.m., unless it goes later. And you're going to have, are you going to do questions and answers too?
Yep.
So people can ask more questions than we did today.
And they can visit the blog floatingsheep.org if they want more information.
Floatingsheep.org. And it's really fun to look at it. We were doing that here at the KHSU studios. Thank you so much.
Thank you again.